We interrupt this regularly scheduled programming to bring you this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network.
Champions find a way. Dig deep, keep battling, keep competing, one stop at a time. We want to try to be conference champions every year. We want to try to win our county every year. We want to try to win our sectional every year.
This is the Arabian Sports Network pregame show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here live from Frankton High School on the Arabian Sports Network. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside Lucas Williams. It's going to be a great night. Madison County Tournament Championship here from Frankton. Pendleton Heights will take on the Lady Eagles at home. Technically a neutral site, but it's going to be a great one. Getting straight into it, Lucas, first of all, how's your day going?
No, doing pretty good. How about you, Zion?
Doing pretty well. Thanks for asking. So talking about these two teams, so this is a 2A battle versus a 4A battle, and that's going to play a big part in this game. And we saw that for the past game for the Pendleton Heights Arabians. They played the 17-0 Alexandria Lady Tigers. They beat them, added one, you know, the O must go if you were Alexandria. First loss is pretty tough for a team, but that really showed you, if you're a Pendleton Heights fan, what the gap is between 4A and 2A, and we're going to see that here tonight.
Yeah, Pendleton has just improved drastically from the start of the season. Of course, you know, they started off the season with a big win against Hamilton Heights, but they faced off against some very tough opponents. You know, one of the main ones I want to mention is Lawrence Central, who was at one point ranked number one in the state, but now going up against Frankton, the 2A school. They are only 7-9, and coming off that big win against Alexandria, where they were undefeated for the season, I think Pendleton just kind of has that readiness for this game.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned state ranks there, because I'm about to hear. Pendleton Heights ranked 21st in the state for girls basketball. Frankton ranked 253rd. You know, that doesn't sound too great if you're a Frankton fan. And then looking on the flip side of things, strength of schedule, Pendleton Heights also in the higher upper echelon of things, 26th strongest schedule for a Pendleton Heights Arabian, and then for Frankton, 213th. So again, that shows you the gap. Pendleton Heights, they put Lawrence Central on their schedule. They put some great teams like HSE because they wanted to better them. So when it comes to tournament time, when it comes to sectionals, they're ready to go into the fire, whatever it takes. And that's going to be proved tonight. I mean, Lucas, these teams have four common opponents: Hamilton Heights, Newcastle, Alexandria, LaPel. Pendleton Heights is 4-0 against those teams. Frankton's 2-2. Their only two wins coming from Hamilton Heights and Newcastle's, both four wins and 12 losses and 11 losses. They lose to the worst teams. They lose to the better teams and beat the lower teams. Now, all respect to the Frankton Lady Eagles, they're a tough basketball club. This game is not going to be a gimme for Pendleton Heights, but there is a big gap between 2A and 4A.
Yeah, and diving a little bit deeper on that, of course, Pendleton Heights, they have beaten every team that is a 3A school and below, except for the 3A Jennings County, which was a very tough opponent. And Frankton is 0-2 versus 4A schools for this year, so definitely looking to turn it around, make it 1-2. I guess just Frankton, I mean, it's hard playing against some of those bigger schools, just like Pendleton.
Yeah, and then moving on, we're going to talk about the history of these two teams. Pendleton Heights has seen 15 finals appearances in the Madison County tournament, and they've won 10 of those. Being 10-5, that's got to be pretty nice. Nothing under Coach Rogers' tenure here. Of course, in his third year, they haven't won since 2021, when Casey Warfel, the star player for this Pendleton Heights team, was a freshman. And then for Frankton, they've had four finals appearances in school history, only with one championship. And Lucas, our records go to the 2000 season, and that win was before the 2000 season, so I can't give you the date of that one, but it's been a long time since Frankton has taken home the Madison County tournament.
Yeah, and it's not really, you know, the fact that Pendleton has been to the finals more than Frankton. I think it's also the fact that, you know, they've made it this far, and I mean, this is only their fifth finals appearance, so I mean, haven't won one since before 2000. They have to be at least a little bit nervous. I mean, of course, I feel like Pendleton does too, but I feel like maybe a little bit less nervousness.
Well, that's going to do it for us here. When we come back, we're going to break down these teams a little more. Someone's going to take home the hardware tonight, and it could be Frankton or Pendleton Heights. It's going to be a great one. Stay tuned for more of the pregame show. You are listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Get the inside scoop on Arabian Athletics every Monday from 5 to 6 p.m. with the ASN Coaches Show.
Welcome here to today's presentation of the ASN Coaches Show.
hosted by the WEEM sports staff. We're talking to coaches and athletes and keeping you updated on everything happening in PHHS athletics. Tune in to 91.7 WEEM.
Keep up to date with what's going on around the campus and community by following us on 91.7 WEEM. From game day previews, tonight's broadcasters, game day updates, podcasts, and so much more. Follow us on Instagram, X, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. 91.7 WEEM.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network's pregame show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network pregame show. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside Lucas Williams, live from Frankton High School for the Madison County Tournament Championship here. Let's take a look at both coaches. Starting for Pendleton Heights, Coach Rogers, 41-26 in his third year here at the school. 6-2 in the Madison County Tournament games. Of course, this is his second county championship game. His first one, he fell to LaPel in the 2022-23 season. 42-38 was the final score in that one. So looking to add some hardware in the case for Coach Rogers, it would be the first one under his tenure. And then flipping to the other side of things, Coach Jeff Bates for the Frankton Eagles in his second year, 24-17. And it's going to be a great game. Two younger coaches, but still very experienced.
Yeah, taking a little bit deeper dive into Coach Bates' stats. He is 3-2 in career Madison County tournament games, and he is 0-1 versus PH all-time. They've only played each other once, and that was in the third round in the loser's bracket last year.
So let's take a look about how both of these teams got here, okay? Starting with the Frankton Eagles, they haven't had two wins in a row until the 7th and the 9th when they played Anderson Prep and Elwood to get to this spot. It's been a very chippy season. They sit at 7-9. They've earned their way to get here, but they've beaten a lot of 2A, 3A, 1A schools. When Pendleton Heights, I mentioned before, they play the upper echelon of teams in the Lawrence Centrals and HSEs. So for the Frankton Lady Eagles, they first beat Anderson Prep, which is a very good school, 13-5. That one, an honest win. They really dug that one out. Anderson Prep is a 1A school to mention. And then after that, on the 9th, they played Elwood. And Elwood's one of the weirder teams here, okay? Elwood, a very nice record for themselves, 10-4, I believe. But they only have two wins this season against teams with a winning record. Sorry, scratch that. They're 1-1 against teams with a winning record. They played two games. The first being Anderson Prep. That was the first game of the season. No one knew what Anderson Prep was going to be. They ended up having a greater season, but they took an early loss to Elwood. And then the second being to Oak Hill. And Oak Hill stands at 16-1. They beat Elwood 48-8. And, you know, Elwood's a weirder team. They're really beating up on the teams that really don't have too much help. You think of the Frankfurt Hot Dogs, 0-15. You know, the Cowan, that's how you say that, right?
Cowan, something like that.
They're 3-12. They beat up on the lower team. So, again, not a give-me win. No games in this county tournament are going to be give-me wins. And I really want to emphasize, you know, as broadcasters, we got to be as neutral as we possibly can. We're giving you the stats here. That's my honest opinion, is they're beating up on the teams, you know, 2-17 Blackford. So, yet again, Frankton didn't have an easy route to the road, but they played Elwood, and that's what led them here.
Yeah, and, you know, getting a little bit deeper in there, Frankton has played against Oak Hill, which is the team that that Elwood did lose to, and they did lose in a pretty big way, 42-18. So I mean, that is obviously not the score that you want. So I mean, they can improve from since then. I mean, that was on December 21st. So I mean, they definitely had some room to improve, and they did have that entire winter break to kind of rest and prepare.
And then looking at Pendleton Heights side of things, in the first round they played LaPel, a 2A school, beat them by 20. It was a nice win added on with that. Pendleton Heights is on a 5-win streak, the most they've seen in a long time this season. By far, that's the farthest. And then after that, they played 17-0 Alexandria here just two nights ago in Frankton on this very court. And that game was a battle. After the game, Coach Rogers a little emotional. He said that was fun for both teams. Both teams had an absolute blast out there. Pendleton Heights, they just came a bit more ready to play.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you have to be riding very high coming off of a pretty, I mean, it's not a big win, I would say, but you win against an undefeated team by 12 points. I mean, that just feels, it kind of feels like you're on top of the world. Of course, you know, Alexandria, they played against some incredibly good teams this entire year, and so has Pendleton, but I think just Pendleton wanted it a little bit more.
Yeah, and then for Frankton, they lost three straight coming into this tournament. Since then, they've turned around. They haven't won two in a row this season until now. Their first win, Anderson Prep, their second, Elwood. So they've got a bit of a streak for themselves. But like I mentioned as I started this, they haven't got two wins back-to-back. That's a little concerning for a team. They, you know, win one day, lose the next. You don't really know who they are as a team. They haven't really established who they are. Now probably 12 games through the season, a little bit more than that. And you got to compare that to a team that's had five wins in a row. That five-win-in-a-row team, they're going to have a little bit of a mental edge coming into this game.
Yeah, and I mean, Pendleton, they've come off some pretty big wins. I mean, just looking at the 2nd of January where they played against Jay County, which is a 3A school, it did end up beating them 77-29. And, of course, only 5 days later, playing against LaPel in the start of the county tournament, I mean, beat them by 20. So, I mean, they are looking very, very solid.
Now, Lucas, we take the team bus to come here, and Coach Rogers, as soon as the bus stopped and we got to Frankton, he established his team and said, all right, guys, we need a championship mentality. We need to play like winners, and we need to win like winners. And they're coming onto the court now, and they plan to do that.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't really give, like, a big speech of, you know, oh, I'm so proud of you guys, yada, yada, yada. He was pretty much just like, lock in.
Yeah, lock in. That's
you guys know what to do.
Exactly. That's a big emphasis point. You got to think there might be some potential nerves for some younger players. Ada Huffert, this is her first tournament championship. You know, a lot of things are coming to the line tonight. So stay tuned for that. We're going to take a quick break from the national anthem. When we come back, play-by-play action. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network pregame show, 91.7 WEEM.
Raising teens is tough, but one thing that makes it even harder is how popular vaping has become.
When our son started vaping, he thought it was fun, safe, cool.
But vaping began to control his life. It damaged his body, and it made him feel stressed, anxious, and depressed.
The truth is, vaping is addictive. Addiction is a disease, and teens who vape are victims of a multi-billion dollar industry designed to dupe, designed to sell, designed to addict.
If you know a teen who vapes, there's hope. They can text Indiana to 873-373 to get helpful resources that will motivate, inspire, and support them in their journey to quit.
As parents, we just want the best for our son and to see him reach his full potential. And now that he's vape-free, he can.
With their whole lives ahead of them, there's never been a better time for the teens in your life to quit vaping.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Department of Health.
Do you want to expand your client base? Show your support for the 91.7 WEEM by becoming an underwriter. You can also help student broadcasters gain valuable skills of leadership, but we can't do it without your support. For more information, contact Luke Watson at 260-417-5802 or at lwatson@smcse.com. 91.7 WEEM.
Thank you for listening to the Arabian Sports Network pregame show. Now stay tuned for play-by-play action of your Pendleton Heights Arabians.
Out to Warfel. Casey Warfel, step back, mid-range J. It's up and it's good for Casey Warfel.
Maybe Trout quickly in the other direction, finishes with a left hand.
This is Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to Frankton High School. I'm Zion Palmieri. Joined alongside here with me is Lucas Williams, my analyst. We're in for a great game. Both teams have absolutely grinded their way to be here, and tonight's the night for the tournament championship.
Yeah, I mean, very excited for this game. And I know both of these teams are just very, very excited for this matchup. Of course, you know, two great teams. This is going to be great.
Now here's five stats I found interesting, Lucas. Points per game, Pendleton Heights leads Frankton. Rebounds per game, Pendleton Heights leads Frankton. Assists per game, steals per game, blocks per game, Pendleton Heights leads Frankton. They're significantly the favorite coming into this one, and if Frankton pulls it off, it'll be one of the best upsets they've seen in school history. But Pendleton Heights can't let their guard down at any moment. Frankton will catch up to you quick.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Pendleton does look like kind of the team that should be able to win this. I mean, they're pretty much leading in all the main stats, and they are a higher state rank. They have a harder strength and schedule. But, I mean, that doesn't really matter. Nothing matters except this specific game. I mean, anything can happen here. So let's just see what happens.
Now, I want to mention something I saw after that Alexandria game just 2 days ago. It really reaffirmed something to me about Coach Rogers that I didn't need reaffirming. It really proved to me as a coach that really eats, sleeps, and breathes Lady Arabian basketball. He absolutely rides hard for his team like any coach I've seen before. After the game, you know, he was a little bit emotional about this. This win meant a lot to him and his team. They've been through a roller coaster of a season. On the bus, he was completely backing his team, talking over the game with his assistant coaches. Coach Rogers is the best man for the job if you're Lady Arabians.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it just, you know, you're in good hands when Coach Rogers is going to be coaching your team. I mean, he's just so passionate about this game and, you know, these Lady Arabians and all of them. I mean, he just cares so much about the sport of basketball and specifically this Lady Arabians team.
Both teams taking the court. The lights are bright. The stage is set. Stakes couldn't be higher, Lucas. Ada Hufford in the tip circle for Pendleton Heights. Macy Curtis, the junior, standing at 6'1 in the tip circle for the Frankton Eagles. Ada Hufford has the height advantage, standing at 6'3.
And, of course, Macy Curtis, the 6'1 forward, is the tallest player on the Frankton team.
The tip is up, and we are live. Pendleton Heights will start with ball. Emma Roberts now has it at the logo. Guarded closely by Layla Dietzer. And an early double dribble is going to turn it over for the Arabians. Frankton will steal an early possession.
Definitely not the way you want to start out with, but you know, there is only about 12 seconds into this match.
Layla Dietzer put some early pressure on Roberts. Now Ann Curtis has it. Hand off, Sophia Hoagland. Hoagland dumps it off in traffic, gives it to Dietzer. Dietzer, quick pass, Macy Curtis, short jump shot, in for two, Eagles lead. Now Casey Warfel has it, cross-court pass to Trout. Open three-point range, another cross-court pass to Huffer, lets it fly, 3 points, no good. Now, Emma Key tries to swing it under to Macy Curtis, pass won't connect. Foul's going to be called this one on Casey Warfel.
You know, looking at that last possession for the Lady Arabians, I got to say I do really love the passing game for the Arabians. It seems like they're always trying to find that open person for a beautiful shot.
7:09 left in the first quarter. Now 3-point shot. Emma Key, good for her. 5-0 Arabians down. 6 minutes 58 seconds remain. Here's Casey Warfel in the corner. Throws it inside. Ada Huffer, quick layup, 2.
Ada Huffer, definitely one of the players you're going to hear more of in this match. They do, of course, have that 6-1 forward. So she's going to be someone who's definitely going to need for in the post.
Layla Dietzer has it now. It's going to have it poked out. It'll go out of bounds. Stick with the Frankton Lady Eagles. Now Key has it on the logo. He's going to have it poked away from her. Ever Roberts, she can't recover. Olivia Jones takes it, gives it to Roberts off the fast break. 2 more points for the Arabians. 4-5 ball game, 6:25 in the first. Here's Key now, guarded by Warfel. Trying to back down Warfel. Warfel will get a steal. Now going the other way, no one in front of her. Warfel, the fastest on her team, will get another fast break. Points for the Arabians. 5-6, Arabians take their first lead of the game and a timeout called with it. We are going to take a quick break. You are listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from community sports and wellness, fitness, tennis, pickleball, and athletics. Located at 395 South Heritage Way in Pendleton. Phone 765-744-1606. online at communitysw.com.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you there back after the timeout. Hoagland has it now, passes it top of the key to Key, and then to Macy Curtis, who throws it mid-range shot to the basket. She'll be fouled, go to the line. That foul will go on Ada Huffert. Huffert stays calm there. Initially, you know, that foul didn't look too bad, not too physical. Arabians didn't love the call, but she stays calm, cool, and content.
Yeah, it's definitely the player that you want on the court. You don't want someone arguing with the refs, of course. I mean, that is never, ever, ever going to end out in your favor.
43% from the line is Macy Curtis. Misses her first, her second off the mark. 0 for 2 tonight. Arabians get the rebound. Here's Mamie Trout, right side. Gives it to Emma Roberts on the logo. Roberts to an open Warfel underneath. 2 point scored.
Beautiful pass by Ada Huffer right there. A beautiful read and a dish right out to Casey Warfel for the easy basket.
Now here's Key trying to make a move towards the basket. Going to be pushed out of bounds. No fouls called. Turnover. Ball will go to the Arabians. Very good play by Casey Warfel. Pushed her out of bounds. Now here's Ada Huffer. Passes it to an open Mamie Trout. Another quick layup for Pendleton Heights. Their speed is really going to be the death of the Eagles tonight.
Yeah, I mean, they are starting off just incredibly hot. Only about 3 minutes into the match, and they have already put up 10 on the board.
Layla Dietzer has it now. Gives it outside to Hoagland. Hoagland can't hold on to it, dealing with the double team. Will pass it to Key. Key almost has it stolen from her. Key to Curtis in for two. It was a deep two, almost on a three.
Yeah, and Curtis not really a player that we see too much. Only averages about 3.7 points per game and 4.7 rebounds per game with her height, but already averaging more.
Jones inside to Huffer. Huffer buries it from underneath. 12-7, Arabians up, 4 minutes, 33 seconds here in the first round. Excuse me, first quarter. Now, quick pass to the corner, stolen by Mamie Trout. Trout to Casey Warfel. Warfel flips it to Huffer. Huffer to Emma Roberts. 3-point ball won't go. Huffer gets the rebound, puts it up once, just off the mark. Roberts gets the second rebound. She'll try to make a move at the basket, get fouled, and go to the line.
Yeah, and Pendleton just starting off incredibly hot. I don't know, you know, any instance where they've started off just like this.
Aubrey Warfel waiting to check in. She'll come out of the game for Mamie Trout, who just stole that possession away for Pendleton Heights.
You know, and Emma Roberts, she is actually 100% from the line for this season.
Not anymore, Mr.
Yeah, not
Hurst.
Anymore.
Kind of unfortunate time to say that. Hits her second. Layla Dietzer. Pass to nobody in the corner. Ball will go out of bounds. Turned over to the Arabians.
Obviously seems like a little bit of miscommunication there.
And luckily enough, I think it'll be tipped. Yes, it will. So scratch that. The ball will go to the Franklin Lady Eagles. Now Ann Curtis has it. Dishes it inside. Macy Curtis to her sister. It'll be stolen away. Casey Warfel moving down the right side. Quick pass to Olivia Jones, who counts it good for two.
And that is what makes Casey Warfel so dominant, is not only her scoring ability, but her playmaking ability.
Layla Dietzer has it stolen by Olivia Jones. 4 straight points for Jones on a nice run for herself. Dietzer has it now. Gives it to Key. Key back to Dietzer, now to Hoagland in the corner. 3-point shot, skips out. Rebound Ada Huffer, quickly hands it off to Casey Warfel. Warfel takes a mid-range jumper from the line. It'll go in for two with that timeout called by Frankton. 15-7, 3 minutes, 15 seconds remain here in the first quarter. We're going to take a quick break. You are listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is sponsored by RE/MAX Legacy, Nick and Leanne Rogers, located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to Franklin High School. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside Lucas Williams. 19-7, 3 minutes, 12 seconds remain here in the first quarter. Key has it now, crossing the midline. Finds an open Hammaker. Hammaker back to Key, trying to back down a defender. It's going to be difficult to back down. 6-3 Huffer. Key will give it to Curtis. Curtis has it stolen away, quickly moving by the other Warfel sister, this time Aubrey. Aubrey tries to lay it in off the fast break. Can't capitalize. It'll go out of bounds. Franklin will take over the possession.
Yeah, and Franklin, they're really going to need to just get something started right here. Just seems like, you know, the last few plays just haven't really been too successful.
Yeah, they finally got one on their side. They really need to start adding to it. 19-7, 2 minutes, 38 seconds remain here in the first quarter. Aubrey Gray checks into the game, guarding Hammaker. Hammaker is going to have it now. Going to call a traveling on her. Possession will get switched over to Pendleton Heights. Aubrey Gray now at the midline. Dishes it left side to Olivia Jones. Jones makes a move at the rim. Won't go. Rebound. Pendleton Heights. Aubrey Warfel. She tries a shot. Won't go. Gets her own rebound. Knocks it down for two more.
Beautiful. It looked like she was trying to go out, you know, closer to the three-point line, and then it immediately snapped right back and got an easy bucket.
Key has it, trying to make a flashy handle. It'll get stolen away. Casey Warfel. She's got possession of it, but there's a scrum on the ground for a ball. Possession won't turn over to Pendleton Heights. Franklin will recover technically. Really looked like Casey Warfel had a handle on it, but Franklin gets the better side of the deal. Laney Hammaker has it now, passes it top of the key to Moore. Moore's going to have it picked away. Here's Olivia Jones moving quickly down the right lane. Pass under to Aubrey Gray. Gray lays it in for 2 points. Now quickly moving the other way. Laney Hammaker tries a three-point shot. Rattles out. Rebound Olivia Jones. She doesn't have a shot at the rim. Too many defenders in front of her. Tries a pass behind her to Huffer. It'll get stolen away. Now Ann Curtis to the basket. Doesn't want to take the shot. Will dish it out for the three-point. Won't go. Not good for, looks like, Layla Dietzer. Now a foul called on Hand. Excuse me. Foul called.
Believe on Ada Huffer.
Yeah, correct. Huffer, her second of the night. Pendleton Heights, second foul of the day. She'll check out of the game. That'll send Laney Hammaker to the line. 29% so far, made her first.
Yeah, and for that foul right there, it is just very hard. Of course, with Ada being so tall, she kind of just, you know, stuck her hand out high in the air and kind of got a block. But, you know, you just get a little bit too much physical contact, and you're going to get that foul call.
Now Bree Perry checks in the game for Ada Huffer. She'll almost get the rebound off the missed Hammaker. Two-point shot. It'll tip out of her hands. Go to Franklin. Franklin puts it in for a nice two. 23-10. Aubrey Warfel has it now. We'll give it to Avery Miller. Some youth checking into this Madison County Tournament final round. Now Warfel has it. Top of the key. Almost stripped away from her. Aubrey Gray recovers it. Assessing the offense. Dishes it right side. Aubrey Warfel. Warfel has it now. Spinning around the defender, tries a euro step at the basket, couldn't get it to fall.
Yeah, now Aubrey Warfel going to the line. She does shoot 53 from the charity stripe here.
23-10, 40 seconds remain. Pendleton Heights Lady Arabians have the lead. Warfel, their first. Aubrey, 53% from the line in her career. Not good for the second, 0 for 2 for Aubrey Warfel. Layla Dietzer gets the rebound. Dietzer dishes it right side for Hammaker. Hammaker can't hold on to it long. We'll give it to Dietzer. Dietzer trying to make a play at the rim. Her pass won't go. Rebound, Macy Curtis. Curtis tries another shot at the rim. Won't go. Pendleton Heights takes it away. Moving down the other side of the court. Here's Bree Perry. Jump shot. Just off the mark. It'll go out of bounds. It'll go to Pendleton Heights, the last touch on a Frankton Lady Eagle. 11 seconds remain, 23-10. Here's Casey Warfel. She has it now, blocked. Frankton recovers after the block, 2 seconds here. Now, Sophia Hoagland, three-point shot at the buzzer. Will it count? It does. What a way to end the corner if you're the Frankton Eagles. 23-13, 10 points surround these two teams. Stay tuned for the second quarter. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
I started vaping to relieve stress.
I vape when I'm anxious.
I vape when I feel depressed.
The irony is, vaping actually increases my stress.
It makes me more anxious.
It makes my depression worse.
They're not the only ones the multi-billion-dollar vaping industry has lied to. Vaping does a number on the mental and physical health of teens, and it's designed to be addictive, so teens keep vaping and keep buying. It's a never-ending cycle, but there is hope. If you know a teen who vapes, encourage them to join the hundreds of thousands of people who are quitting. Tell them to text Indiana to 873-373 to get helpful resources that will motivate, inspire, and support them in their journey to quit. Vaping never helps. It only hurts. Now's the time to quit, and no one has to do it alone. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Department of Health.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7, we welcome you back right into the action. Ada Hupper on the perimeter. We'll give it to Mamie Trout, top of the key. Trout, right side, Olivia Jones. Thinks about a three ball. We'll give it to Roberts, who fires it. She can't connect from downtown. Huffer gets the rebound. We'll give it to Warfel. Top of the key. Warfel, right side. Mamie Trout. Trout, cross-court pass to Huffer. Top of the key. Fakes a three-point shot. Spins around in the paint. Keeping the ball high up in the air. We'll give it to Olivia Jones. Jump shot. No good. Rebound, Frankton Eagles. Here's Layla Dietzer. Dietzer. Going to step out of bounds. That one's going to cost him. Emma Roberts, well, to inbound.
You know, I want to talk a little bit about Pendleton scoring. You know, usually we talk a little bit or a lot about Casey Warfel scoring. Of course, she does have the highest points per game of almost 23. But it seems like just everyone's kind of doing their part. I mean, a lot of people have, you know, 2, 3, 4 points.
Now Casey Warfel dives at the rim. Can't get it. Rebound. Ada Huffer. The ball rolling around the rim, unluckily falls out for Ada Huffer. Rebound, Hoagland. Hoagland dishes it to the corner. Addie Moore. Gonna step out of bounds yet again. Pendleton Heights creates another possession for themselves. That's two straight that Frankton stepped out of bounds, and Pendleton Heights has capitalized.
Yeah, I was just about to mention that. It just seems like, you know, a little bit of silly mistakes, but I mean, that's nothing that you can't really improve on.
Now, Olivia Jones has it. He'll get tipped out, go out of bounds. Some physical defense from the Frankton Eagles here in the second quarter. Last touch on an Eagle. Ball will stay with Pendleton Heights. Huffer has it from behind the line. Mamie Trout, open lane in the paint, trying to back down a defender. She had an open lane for a second. Double dribble. Ball will be turned over.
Yeah, it seemed like the pass was just a little bit forward in front of Mamie Trout. So just had a little bit of an awkward step right there. She's not able to get the basket off.
Emma Key trying to penetrate in the paint. She'll step out of bounds. Ball will get turned over to Pendleton Heights. She wanted a shooting foul there. Didn't get it last second. Held onto the ball a little too long, fell out of bounds. Here's Casey Warfel on the right wing. Directing some traffic, gives it to Huffer. Huffer, perimeter, wide open, didn't want to shoot it, gives it to Emma Roberts. Roberts moving right side, will give it to Huffer. Huffer to Mamie Trout. Trout the junior, slashes in the paint, scores it for a good 2 points.
Mamie definitely one of the players that has improved drastically from her season debut as a freshman. Now she does have 4 for the game.
And Curtis now leaps at the rim, won't go. Rebound, Ada Huffert. Grabs it, pulls it down, sends it to Olivia Jones. Jones directly back to Huffer at the midline. Incomplete. Jones snags the rebound, tries to put it up. She'll be fouled, goes to the line for 2.
Looks like it was on number 34, Macy Curtis. It's her second foul of the night, I'm pretty sure.
Olivia Jones cashes her first. Now, you just mentioned Mamie Trout. Trout hasn't seen too many great games as of recent. She's an integral piece of this Pendleton Heights team, but, you know, on the stat book, she hasn't seen too many games recently that have really stood out from many great games, and now getting some incorporation tonight. Now a timeout going to be called. We're going to take a quick break. The score, 27-13, 5 minutes and 34 seconds remain here in the second quarter. You are listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Detour Salon and Style. Haircuts for women, men, and children. Located at 1816 East 53rd Street, Anderson. Their phone number is 765-400-5323. Online at DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network. 27-13, 5 minutes, 34 seconds remain here in the second quarter. Both teams take the court after the timeout.
Definitely been a lot slower of a quarter. Looks like the only points have been on the board is 3 points for the Arabians. And considering the first quarter, I mean, they had about 10 at this point.
Yeah, there's been 2 minutes and 36 seconds in this quarter, and Franklin hasn't scored a point. Now there's going to be a foul, sending. Won't be awarded a shooting foul. It'll go on Emma Roberts. Franklin will keep the ball now. Dishing it in the corner. Now top of the key. It's Dietzer. She won't nail her shot. Rebound Trout. Trout gives it to Roberts. Using herself as a screen. Roberts underneath the Huffer. Huffer backing down her defender. Tries a shot. Spinning around. Won't go. Rebound Aubrey Warfel. Warfel will be fouled. Goes to the line. Aubrey Warfel been to the line once so far today. I believe she was 1 for 2.
Looks like it was a foul on Emma Key. First of the night.
Her first, team's first of the quarter. Warfel's first one. Hits the top of the square. Bounces around the rim 5 or 6 times and then unluckily rattles out. Her second one's cash.
Makes 1 for 4 from the charity stripe for tonight.
Now Layla Dietzer tries to hand it off to Hoagland. Hoagland's the one who hit that dagger 3 at the end of the first quarter. Ball will roll out of bounds. Looks like it was tipped by Aubrey Warfel. Looks like Ann Curtis here to inbound. She'll throw it pretty deep for Dietzer. Layla Dietzer, the sophomore guard, averages 5.5 a game. She makes a play at the basket, gets it good. Physical defense there from Pendleton Heights.
And I believe that is the first points for Frankton in this quarter.
Physicality meets physicality at the basket there. Now Emma Key struggling to stay in bounds. She'll pass it out last second. We'll see who they award this to. There will be a foul called. This one on Aubrey Warfel. Just a little bit too physical. Gets penalized here. Luckily enough for Pendleton Heights. Not in the bonus quite yet. Warfel, her first foul. Team second of the quarter. Ball will stay with Frankton. Now, here's Ann Curtis. Almost has the ball stripped from her. It'll go out of bounds. More physicality from Aubrey Warfel. Pure aggression.
Yeah, you got to love a little bit of that physicality. Of course, Lady Arabian's kind of known for it. I mean, of course, I've seen them evolve throughout this season. They did have a little bit of trouble with the personal fouls, but they've definitely gotten it kind of figured out.
And now a controversial call from these Eagles fans. There's a pass top of the key to Macy Curtis. Looked like a foul from the naked eye. Refs say traveling. Pendleton Heights not going to dispute it personally. I mean, that call could go either way. Most controversial foul tonight, I will say. I guess technically not a foul. Most controversial call in general. Here's Emma Roberts, top of the key. 28-15, 4 minutes remain here in the second quarter. Pass out of bounds to absolutely nobody. Intended for Olivia Jones, but just a little too much on it. Some jitters, nerves maybe from Emma Roberts. She'll take a seat on the bench after that. Aubrey Gray checks into the game for her. Layla Dietzer now has it, dishes it to the corner for Hoagland. It'll go out of bounds. Pendleton Heights capitalizes yet again.
I don't really think that Dietzer was really meaning to pass the ball. It looked like, or well, exactly that play. It looked like she was trying to pass the ball, deflected a little bit, and tried to get the ball back, but ended up going out of bounds.
Now here's Aubrey Warfel angling from the right side to go into the basket. She can't get her two to land. Luckily enough, she'll go to the line. Scratch that. They won't award it a shooting foul. Really close foul, and then she tried to shoot it. Now Warfel has it. Tries to shoot the two. Won't go. Rebound Huffer. Huffer tries second chance points. Incomplete. Now Frankton turns it over. It's a scrum for the ball after a fast break. Frankton recovers yet again. Now Layla Dietzer has some trouble in the paint. Has to try a quick pass. Stolen by Olivia Jones. Jones inside to Huffer. Huffer's got a clear path to the basket, trying to back down a defender. She'll pass it under to Olivia Jones. Jones on the nice layup.
And that is what kind of makes the Lady Arabians so dominant. They have all these different players that are just so good at, you know, getting the ball in the basket. And they have a bunch of different playmakers on this team.
Now some hard-nosed defense by Olivia Jones. She forces, looks like, Dietzer to have to switch off the Warfel. Warfel gets a tip off last second. It'll go out of bounds. Eagles ball. Now Laney Hammaker guarded by multiple Arabians. Stolen away by Aubrey Warfel. Warfel throws it up last second. Fouled. She'll go to the line.
And, you know, that is definitely something they said a lot in this broadcast. Aubrey Warfel at the line once again.
Third time tonight. You know, usually she averages 4.4 a game. Not going to say she's a specialist at any one thing, but she doesn't go to the line as much as she has tonight, and that's because she's trying to make plays at the basket, charging the rim. And it's, you know, kind of working out half-half for her. It hasn't been too bad. Hasn't been as consistent, but when you're going to the line and making shots, no one's batting an eye. Now, inside. Dietzer tries to make a move at the rim. She'll be fouled. Now, Dietzer will go to the line. Foul will go on Olivia Jones. Lots of contact there. Both teams met at the rim. Dietzer 73%. from, as Lucas likes to call it, the charity stripe.
I actually don't know the first person who said that. It might have been Michael during the broadcast.
We teach each other here at 91.7 WEEM.
Yes, we do.
Now here's Aubrey Gray, guarded closely by Dieter. Gray darts it to Warfel. Warfel, Euro stepping towards the basket. Last second shot, good for Olivia Jones. Warfel made a play, Euro step at the rim, last second pass, now stolen away by Casey. Casey lobs it in for a quick two. Good for her, 35-17. Now stolen again by Casey Warfel. She was moving so quickly she couldn't slow down. She stole it away, but ran right out of bounds. She flipped it, trying to get it back in last second. I don't think it'll matter. Ball will stick with Frankton. We'll see what the official call is.
No, might actually be a pretty good thing for Pendleton. It seemed like Frankton immediately just got the ball, and they were right down the court. It seemed like there was only about, two Lady Arabians down there.
Now here's Macy Curtis. She lets it fly from deep in the two range. Won't go. Rebound Hupper. Hupper quick pass to Warfel. Aubrey floats it to her sister. Lets it fly from deep. Around and rattles out. Rebound Ada Hupper. Hupper sneaks by her defender. Nails it for two. We haven't seen that from Hupper this year. Absolutely sneaks by her defender. Usually at a 6-3 frame. That's going to be hard to do. She does it here for a nice bucket. That's got to look good on film now. Foul on Pendleton Heights, Casey Warfel. In transition, ball will go to Frankton. Two fouls on Casey Warfel. Team's fourth of the quarter. ...37-17, minute 26 remaining here in this first quarter. Yet another steal. Casey Warfel moving down the left sideline. Throws up a two last second. Count it good.
And that puts her in the double digits, just now scoring 10.
And now Hamaker has it. Moving left side. Almost gets it stolen away by Warfel, I believe. Almost her third consecutive steal. She had two. This one won't go. It'll be a foul. Award the foul of the other Warfel sister, Aubrey Warfel, guarded by both Warfel sisters. Man, that's two people I don't want to be guarded by.
No, absolutely not. Especially Casey Warfel, who's just been absolutely electric tonight, just all over the court. I mean, one side to the other.
That sends Hamaker to the line. And you know, Lucas, I was right. I was right. I thought Warfel was awarded the foul. They give it to her sister, Aubrey. But they made a correction. Foul was on Casey Warfel. Nonetheless, Hamaker made her first. Warfel's third foul of the day. Sends the Arabians in bonus. Puts herself on the bench. Want to keep her for late game, of course, is the second quarter. Now, Mamie Warfel slashes to the basket. She'll be fouled. Now going to line for two is Mamie Trout. I think I accidentally said Warfel there. I meant Trout. Both the Warfel sisters have a lot of action tonight, but now Trout goes to the line. 31% on the year. Her first unsuccessful. 39-18, minute and five remaining here in the second quarter.
A little update on some of the leading scorers for Pendleton. Casey Warfel with 10, Olivia Jones with 8, and Ada Huffer with 6. And looking a little bit at Frankton, it seems like Macy Curtis is pretty much the only one who has 6.
Trout 0 for 2 from the line. Luckily, Huffer gets the rebound, nails it for Dose. Now Olivia Jones with some tough defense tries to steal it from Key. Key falls to the ground, ball in her lap. Holds on to it like a turtle. Balls up. Smart thing to do. They've had a lot of possessions stolen from them. It'll be called a jump ball. Ball sticks with Frankton.
Did you just say hold on to it like a turtle?
She grabbed the ball with every ligament of her body. Both her legs, her knees, her arms, just calm down, stuffed like a turtle. Just in its shell, that's what I meant. Now, Mamie Trout off with a quick steal. Looks like it was stolen by Olivia Jones. So many steals tonight. Foul will be called on Frankton. That's going to be their fifth. Sends Mamie Chant to the line. The foul looks to be on Macy Curtis, her third of the night. Scratch that, Emma Key, her third of the night. Three for both of them.
Yeah, and that is definitely a little bit alarming for Frankton, as you have two of these great players. I mean, two of probably some of their greatest playmakers and scorers. I mean, they both have three fouls for the night.
How many points does Macy Curtis have, Lucas?
Six.
So Macy Curtis and your star player, Emma Key, who averages 12.8, both have three fouls. Again, like you said, Lucas, very concerning. Now here's Ann Curtis. Both of those players staying in the game. Here's Ann Curtis. Has it now close to the logo. Not quite there, but pretty close. She'll hand it off. Layla Dietzer. Guarded closely by Gray. 9 seconds. Eight. She'll give it out. Ann Curtis tries a three-point shot. Lets it fly just off the mark. Now Mamie Trout almost has it stolen from her. Gives it to Aubrey Gray. Doesn't have enough time to throw up a shot. The score at halftime. Pendleton Heights 41 to the Eagles 18. We're going to take a quick break for our halftime segment. Lucas got the chance to sit down with Luca Payne, a photographer at Pendleton Heights. And then after that, when we come back, more Lady Arabian basketball. But stay tuned for more. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Cowan Chiropractic, located at One Plaza Drive, Suite 20 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-778-7399. Also online at CowanChiropracticCenter.com.
I know about courage. I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Up and in. Only three threes away from his 100th three-pointer. Sims working on Hamilton, hands it off to Cookson.
Welcome to the Arabian Sports Network Halftime Show on 91.7 WEEM.
In high school sports, it's fun making big plays, facing off against your school's rival, and winning games.
But behind those exciting moments is a lot of hard work, perseverance, and mental toughness. I'm Kay Garn from Wallasey High School.
And I'm Claire Hack from Jennings County High School. High school sports help student athletes develop the mindset we need to face life's challenges, be resilient, and embrace the uncomfortable.
We learn that overcoming adversity is how we grow. And by leaning into challenges, we develop courage and integrity.
We discover there are no shortcuts to success and that it only comes when preparation meets opportunity.
Behind all the fun and excitement of playing, we are growing as people and learning powerful life lessons through high school sports.
I am IHSAA Commissioner Paul Neidig. Support the second classroom by buying a ticket to your school's athletic events. Thank you for being a champion of high school sports. This is developing resilience. This is conquering challenges. This is your IHSAA.
91.7 WEEM, we welcome you to this halftime interview on the Arabian Sports Network. I'm Lucas Williams, and I'm joined with...
Luca Payne.
And now, you know, I usually try to introduce people as, oh, you're this member, you're something. You kind of want to have a label, but you're not really in photography club. But this is kind of what this interview is about. So I guess just getting straight into it, how did you get yourself into, photography?
So I started photography last year during rugby season when I fractured my back, and I wanted to still be part of the team and like travel with them and still get to participate, but obviously I couldn't play. So I asked one of the ladies that do photography, her name's Ma, to use her camera just during the game that she wasn't there. And of course she's like, great. She got me into it. So she said yes. I borrowed it took some pictures, really enjoyed it. And so I just, every rugby game, I would ask her to use it, and she would always say yes, of course. And I did that for the entire season because I was out for the season. And so I told my parents about it, really enjoyed it. And so this year for my birthday, I got a camera, and I used that to start up the whole photography thing, made an Instagram, all that stuff. And I wasn't expecting it to really go anywhere. I was just going to want to do like a little hobby for myself. But it kind of took off a little bit, and a lot of people kind of like liking my pictures and enjoying what I was doing. And everything was for free, obviously, because I don't think I deserved to charge money, because it was like doing it for like a month or so. So I was like, I'm just going to do it for free. But then Cooper Sims offered me, he's like, I will pay you. And I was like, are you sure? Like, I don't want to take your money if you don't, like, I don't, kind of thing. And he was like, no, I got you. So I took pictures of him and the boys' basketball team, and a few of them paid me, actually, without even me having to ask. And I thought that was really nice. And so I've just been going to every game. I got last Anderson game, our semi-final game of the Madison County Tournament. I actually traveled on the bus with them for the first time, and I wasn't a part of any photography club. So Coach Buck gave me permission too, and I traveled with the Weem guys, and it was really good experience being on the bus with all of them. Being at the game was real fun, and it just felt like I was almost a part of the team. So.
Yeah, I mean, it just kind of sounds very interesting that, you know, you're not really, you didn't start out in photography at all, and then you just kind of picked it up and you went with it. But, you know, you did mention that you played rugby. Were there any other sports that you played?
I did football this year as well, and I really enjoyed that. Coach Richmond's great. Of course, Coach Huth, I play inside linebacker, so he's like my guy that I go to for all my questions and everything, because, of course, I'm not starting varsity yet. But I think that he's been a big reason why I've enjoyed playing football, and Coach Richmond, of course, is a great guy, and his coaching is great. He's very motivational, and I want to keep playing for them, obviously, and I think it's a great time of year for me to like exercise and like be a part of a team, but also I have a lot of time during the year to do pictures, which is another thing I love doing.
Yeah, so, you know, you did mention that you didn't really pay anything and you just started your own Instagram account, but was there like a specific moment where you're like, wow, maybe I really do need to stick with this?
I think the point where I thought it was really good is that Cam Pippen, when she used to come here, she is very close, or her family is close with my dad because they go to the same church. And she saw my pictures, and she told me and my dad and like all of us in the area that she was like, I'm really impressed with what he's doing, considering he's only been doing it for like, you know, I guess 2 months now. And she DM'd me, and she was like, I think what you're doing is real cool, and what you're doing is like pretty good work. And I was like, I think that was my point where I was like, I think I need to stick with it. Like, I kind of need to keep doing it, maybe pursue it as more than just a hobby kind of thing.
Yeah. So, you know, I do know a little bit about Cam Pippen. Of course, she does take, you know, a lot of photographs for Ball State. And, you know, that's very cool that she ended up texting you and stuff, mm-hmm. only 2 months into photography. But, you know, so you did do rugby. So do you do like all sorts of sports for photography, or?
Yeah, well, I've only been doing it for, you know, basketball season and I guess the tail end of rugby season. But I'm 100% looking forward to be able to do it for like upcoming track, golf, you know, like baseball. Baseball is a big one. A lot of my friends do play baseball as well. And I actually have had some track runners and like throwers and golf players kind of like reach out to me and be like, hey, are you shooting pictures for this? And of course, I'm like, oh, 100%. And they ask me how much I'm charging. And I'm just like, I say $10. But it's like, I don't feel like I feel like I'm blessed that they're even like willing to pay for something that I just wanted to pick up as a hobby. So I think that's really cool.
Yes. Well, this is all the time that we have today. Thank you for joining me. And we'll be right back here with your halftime stats here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Do you love 80s music?
Duh.
Well, you're in luck. Tune in to the 80s at 8 every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You don't want to miss these radical hits. 91.7 WEEM.
Mariah Carey, Britney Spears, and the Spice Girls, you can listen to the greatest 90s artists every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 9 a.m.
If you put two and two together, you will see.
91.7 WEEM.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network's Halftime Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Halftime Show. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside Lucas Williams. Now, let's break down this game a little bit, Lucas. So, looking at both teams, first thing I saw from Frankton, they're in a little bit of a foul trouble. Their two best players, their best player, Emma Key, in three fouls. Of course, five of them you get out of the game. And then a player that's very good out there on their roster, Mary Curtis, three fouls.
Yeah, I mean, it is just not looking great for Frankton. I mean, they're really going to have to turn something around here. I mean, if they keep on doing what they've been doing, I mean, it is just not going to turn out the way that they wanted to. I mean, of course, you do see, you know, some of these people like Macy Curtis, who's averaging a lot more than what she usually does. But she's also, you know, in a lot bigger foul trouble.
Yeah, and then for Frankton, they're not really taking the shots they want to take. 4-for-11 from field goal this whole game so far. To me, that just means you got to take better shots. You got to wait till you get a better open look, pass the rock around a little bit more. And they're 2-for-5 from three. So once you start getting those better open looks, maybe exercise the three ball a little bit more. I mean, right now it's currently 41-18. They really need to start adding some points to their end.
Yeah, it seems like maybe if you try to, shoot that three ball, it might be a little bit better. Of course, you know, we've seen really good passing from Pendleton. You know, the Lady Arabians, they're able to play make so well and just find that open person. I feel like if Frankton can take a note out of their book, I mean, they can make something happen and kind of mimic what Pendleton has been doing this match.
And then for Pendleton Heights, a concerning stat I saw for them, even though it's been a great half of basketball, they're 0-for-5 from 3, haven't cashed in so far today. So maybe same thing on their side of their end of the ball, too. Just exercise the three ball maybe a little bit more. Of course, they have a winning recipe. They've played some successful basketball so far, but if they want the three ball to go, they could exercise that. Now we're back into play. Ada Hufford under in the paint. Quickly, two-point bucket for her, showing no signs of stopping. Resuming from halftime.
Just 49-18,
7 minutes, 37 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Something to mention in that second quarter, Frankton only scored 5 points in total. Now Key has it on the ground. Can't dish it out anywhere. It's going to be stolen away. Pendleton Heights has it now, moving quickly. Here's Olivia Jones in the corner. Dishes it inside to Huffer. Huffer back out. Emma Roberts, she drives in, jumps up from the charity line. 2-point shot, knocks it down.
And that adds for 5 for Emma Roberts, which means that she is also averaging more than her season record.
Now here's Macy Curtis. Throws it left side for Ann Curtis, her sister. Back inside to the other Curtis sister, Macy. The foul's going to be called. That'll be on Amy Trout. Ball will stick with the Frankton Lady Eagles. Here to inbound is Ann Curtis. Curtis throws it deep to her sister, Macy. Macy, a handoff. Layla Dietzer. Dietzer to Hoagland. Hoagland inside to Dietzer yet again. The ball movement capitalizes for 2 points, 45-26 minutes, 33 seconds remain here in the third quarter. Now moving the other way, Emma Roberts flips it to Casey Warfel, who can't hold on to it. She recovers. Now tries a deep two, knocks it down cleanly. Here's Layla Dietzer. Has it now, gives it quickly to Key. Key spins out of an opponent, makes a move at the rim, trying to penetrate in the paint. She'll be fouled, goes to the line. Foul on Ada Huffer, her third of the day. Got to watch her.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be one of the players you're going to need to watch out for in the foul territory. Of course, you know, the two players that are in foul trouble for Pendleton are actually probably two of you know, kind of their aces for the game. You know, of course, you have Casey Warfel and Ada Huffer, who both have three fouls for the night. I mean, it sounds pretty familiar because if you're looking at Frankton, I mean, you have Emma Key and Macy Curtis, two of some of their probably best players that have racked up three fouls each.
Emma Key cashes her two from the line now. Here's Emma Roberts, gives it to Mamie Trout. Trout moving up to Olivia Jones. Jones tries it under the rim, won't go. Gives it to Emma Roberts, who lets it fly from three. Good for Emma Roberts, bullseye.
A beautiful shot, and I think that is the first three-pointer for Pendleton tonight.
Now Dietzer gives it off to Key. Key tries it from three. I'm rhyming like crazy. No good for Key. Stolen away by Casey Warfel off the fast break. Tries for two. Good for her. Now Franklin wasting no time. Excuse me, Frankton. Dietzer will try a pass. Contested in the paint. Too many defenders there. It'll be stolen away by Pendleton Heights. Now Emma Roberts at the midline is going to have it tipped out of her hand. It'll stay with Pendleton Heights. 52-22, Pendleton Heights leads. 5 minutes and 10 seconds remaining in the third quarter.
And starting off as hot as they were in the first quarter, you know, they didn't really start off as hot in the second, but they are just looking very great now.
Casey Warfel, deep three-point shot, nails it cleanly. 55-22, 33 points. Cleanly surrounds both these teams as a timeout's going to be called. 5 minutes remaining on the clock. We're going to take a quick break. Lady Arabians lead. You are listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Dr. Dana Wright's Dental Studios. Dental care for children and adults in Pendleton at 113 South Heritage Way. Phone 765-221-5900. Online at drdanawright.com.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here from the Eagle's Nest. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside Lucas Williams from Franklin High School. If you didn't understand the Eagle's Nest, both teams coming out of the timeout. We've seen a great game so far, Lucas.
Yeah, I mean, Pendleton has just kind of taken away this game. As you know, the score is 55-22 with 5 minutes left remaining in the third quarter. And I mean, Pendleton has just started off hot. I mean, Frankton, they started off hot for about the first minute. I mean, they hit, I'm pretty sure, a three, and then they hit like a two. And then after that, it just kind of fell apart from there.
Now it's Layla Dietzer. She'll dish it right side for Keith. Key behind the arc, flips it inside, looking for Hoagland. It'll roll out of bounds. Ball goes to Pendleton Heights now. Pendleton Heights really putting on the pressure, forcing the Lady Eagles into a lot of turnovers, whether steals, missed passes. They're really dominating on defense. Now, Casey Warfel tries it from the three, won't go. Olivia Jones can't fight the rebound. Multiple Eagles there to grab it. Now Key tries it from three, cashes it in.
And now Key starting to warm up, turning a player that we've seen kind of all season.
Warfel tries it for Mamie Trout. Trout flips it up to the basket. There'll be a foul called. It's on Olivia Jones. Arabians to inbound. Now, Key just hit a nice three for herself. Man, every time you say Key, it rhymes with something. But it's kind of funny as she goes to the bench now, but she really started to get going there. Of course, 12.8 so far in the season.
Pretty sure you said foul on Olivia Jones, but I'm pretty sure it was a foul on Emma Key. Of course, they are both number 22, so see where you get a little bit confused.
Good catch there. I meant Emma Key, Olivia Jones to inbound. That is Key's fourth foul of the day, five, and she's out of here, but she takes a seat on the bench for now. Casey Warfel now trying to make something happen with this offense. Foul called on Macy Curtis of the Franklin Lady Eagles.
And this is just looking absolutely rough for Franklin. I mean, you have two of their best players who are putting up, you know, these incredible points. And they both have four fouls for the night.
Now Hoagland is going to poke the ball out. It'll roll out of bounds. Pendleton Heights still keeps it. And, yeah, two of your best players, Macy Curtis And Emma Key in foul trouble, 4 of 5. We'll probably see him here in the fourth quarter, but as of now, they take a seat on the bench. Emma Roberts uses her speed, angles down the right sideline. Good for 2.
And that is double digits for Emma Roberts for the night.
Dietzer flips it inside to Hammaker. Hammaker's going to have it stolen. Olivia Jones finds an open Mamie Trout in the corner. Trout quickly contested. Will dart it inside to Ada Huffer. Huffer lays it in for 2. Wouldn't characterize Huffer for her speed. She used it there. Now Layla Dietzer, top of the key. Dietzer flips it left side. Looking for Addie Moore. Moore's not going to be able to hold on to it. Casey Warfel takes it completely open. No one else but Casey in the paint. She'll cash a nice 2. The Arabians crack 60 points tonight.
And beautiful by Casey right there. She, you know, tipped the ball away from one of the players, and then another Lady Eagles player got it, and then she tipped it right away and got a fast break point.
61-25, 3 minutes and 8 seconds remain here in the third quarter. Layla Dietzer trying to make something happen for this Lady Eagles offense. She'll throw it. It'll be under the rim. Immediately falls back down. She'll get her own rebound. Now she tries a 3-point shot. Won't go. Rebound Ada Huffer. Huffer throws it down the court for an open Olivia Jones. Only had one defender to beat. Nailed it for a good 2 points. 63-25. Pendleton Knights up.
And that cracks the double points for Olivia Jones now.
Olivia Jones having a great Madison County Tournament Championship. Here's Lainey Hammaker trying to slash at the basket. A foul's going to be called. She'll likely go to the line. We'll see who the foul's awarded to. Olivia Jones. Team's third of the quarter. Olivia Jones is second. And for a player like Olivia Jones, who just cracked double-digit points, she's having a great night. Only 2 fouls. Lots of substitutions. Huffert will go to the bench along with Amy Trout and Emma Roberts. Incoming for them, Aubrey Warfel, Aubrey Gray, and Bree Perry. Lainey Hammaker, 2 for 2 from the line, 63-26. Pendleton Knights up big. 2 minutes, 12 seconds remaining on the clock. Here's Casey Warfel, deep three, top of the key, around and out, won't go. Rebound Olivia Jones. Clears up an open Euro step lane for Casey Warfel.
And that cracks 21 points for Casey Warfel tonight.
Now in the third quarter here, Ann Curtis driving at the basket. Looks like she tried a Euro step of her own. Hibbity hoppity.
I think the foul is on Bree Perry, first for the night.
Bree Perry, usually the person coming in when Ada Huffert goes to the bench. It's the size and height. Avery Miller checks in the game. Now you're seeing some young Pendleton Heights Arabians, potentially the future. And this is a great game to do it. You know, there's still a lot on the line, but Pendleton Heights has a nice lead, I believe, 40-odd points. Not very good at math, so don't count me on that. But they're up by more than 40, I can tell you that. Casey Warfel tries it at the rim. Can't finish there. Now Franklin will recover. Tries a pass down the court. Stolen by Aubrey Warfel and Avery Miller. Warfel dishes it to Gray. Gray trying to back down key. Will backpedal down to the perimeter. Refs will stop play.
Might have been a 5-second violation.
That'll turn it over to the Franklin Lady Eagles. Here's Emma Key. Back into the game. Watch her. 4 fouls. Key will give it top of the key. Stolen by Casey Warfel moving. For a quick layup, fast break 2. Sounded like a broken record, Lucas. Now Ann Curtis tries it last second, moving towards the rim, flips it to her teammate Danny Wright. foul will be on Aubrey Warfel. Hamaker will go to the line. Hamaker's first. Good. 29% so far this season. It's been to the line a few times today. It's been fairly accurate.
Yeah, that's her first point for the night.
And now misses her second free throw attempt. And both teams fighting for the ball. It'll go out of bounds. Franklin keeps it with them now. Here's Hamaker on the charity strip. Doesn't like her take. Throws it in the corner. Emma Key, three. No good. Now Casey Warfel moving off the fast break. Euro step for her last second bucket. Didn't count. She had the shot up. It was just around, and it counted down. 69-27. We only got 8 more minutes to play before there's a new Madison County Tournament champion. We're going to take a quick break for the fourth quarter. You are listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from community sports and wellness, fitness, tennis, pickleball, and athletics. Located at 395 South Heritage Way in Pendleton. Phone 765-744-1606. Online at communitysw.com.
Can't make it to the game? Be sure to tune in to the ASN Coaches Show every Monday from 5 to 6 p.m. hosted by the WEEM sports staff as they talk to athletes and coaches about winter sports and keep you up to date on all things Arabian athletics. Listen today on Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM now. In the final stretch of this game, 8 minutes remaining. You are listening to the Arabian Sports Network. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside Lucas Williams. 69-27. Pendletonites Arabians have the lead. Emma Key trying to make some moves in the paint. She falls, dishes it left side corner. 3-point shot. Good for Lainey Hamaker. Emma Roberts wasting no time, moving down the court, gives it to Olivia Jones. Jones moves out of a congested paint, backpedals, gives it to Huffer in the corner. Huffer moves it around, thinks to give it to Roberts. Roberts underneath to Warfel. Warfel between the legs to Olivia Jones. She puts it in for two.
This team is just looking solid all over the board. You know, you have just so many different scores.
Emma Key, top of the arc. She tries a pass in the paint. It's going to be stolen away by Ada Huffer. Huffer quickly to Casey Warfel. Warfel down the stretch. Another fast break. 2 points for Casey Warfel. 73-30. 6 minutes, 50 seconds remaining here in this fourth quarter. Now Hamaker backpedaling, guarded by Mamie Trout. She's got nowhere to move. Trout strapped her up like a seatbelt. Hamaker tries to make a move, pass in the paint. It'll be tipped out of bounds. We'll see who it'll stick with. It's looking like Franklin. Now, Lucas, we had kind of added up beforehand, 4A school versus a 2A school. We had our prediction of who's going to win, but we didn't think it was going to be 73-30 with 6 minutes to go in the fourth.
No, absolutely not.
Here's Aubrey Gray. She tries a floater in the paint. It'll cash in for two, 75-30, 6 minutes remaining in the fourth. Emma Key, she lets it fly from mid-range, no good. Franklin struggling to generate any offense on their side of things. Huffer has it behind the arc, perimeter. Haven't seen a three from her so far in this county tournament. She hands it off to Warfel. Warfel right back to Huffer. Huffer trying to make a move in the paint. It's going to have it tipped away last second. Technically a block. It'll end up in the hands of Olivia Jones. She tries a floater. Good for Olivia Jones.
Seemed like it would have been a better idea to just let the ball go out of bounds.
Yeah, Franklin tried a last-second save, tip it in, and it just fell right in Olivia Jones' hands. She just jumped up, shot it. Here's Hammacher, guarded by multiple Arabians, blocked by Huffer. Hesitated there. I said block. Huffer had her hand on the ball, but then kind of just walked it out of bounds, so it'll stay with Franklin. But Huffer slammed it right down. That'll send Huffer to the bench. Arabians trying to throw in more youth, more players that haven't seen too many minutes. With that, Olivia Jones will go to the bench now. Looks like Layla Dietzer will try a floater from deep in the two-point range. That'll send her to the line after a foul.
Looks like the foul was on Bree Perry.
Perry's second of the day, first of the quarter for Pendleton Heights. And you got to think, if you're Coach Bates of Franklin and anyone supporting the Lady Eagles right now, it really feels like all motivation's lost. I mean, you're down 47, 4 minutes 30 seconds to go.
No, one of the things that Franklin has kind of struggled with is they don't really have as much depth as Pendleton. You know, I've mentioned this multiple times, but for Pendleton, they have 7 different scorers. And, you know, going into this fourth quarter, there was only, I'm pretty sure, 4 people that only had points for the Lady Eagles.
Here's Mamie Trout. Flips it around, top of the key, Casey Warfel. Warfel inside Aubrey, her sister. Aubrey can't capitalize for 2 under the rim. Now, Hammacher making a move at the basket. She tries a shot, won't go, gets her own rebound. Second chance points by Hammacher. Wanted to mention, Lucas, while you were talking about that, looks like Macy Curtis fouled out of the game. Her 5th foul of the night. Too many, too early for her. Had a lot of time on the bench to try to avoid that. Didn't seem to matter now. Amy Trout tries a move at the basket.
You know, it's kind of just hard to not kind of rack up those fouls. Of course, you know, Pendleton just being such a great team and then trying to, you know, kind of go right into the rack. I mean, it's easy to pick up some of those fouls. And, I mean, if you're trying to stop them, so you'll do anything in your power to do it.
Foul on Hammacher, her first. Arabians keep the ball now. Almost out of bounds. Bree Perry leaps for it. It'll go to Franklin, sadly. Hustle effort there from Bree Perry.
Yeah, you love to see the effort. I mean, there's only 3 minutes left in this game. You're up big, but, I mean, these players are still playing out there.
Now, in the corner, Hammacher passes it inside, tries a jump shot, air ball. Technically a steal for Aubrey Warfel. Warfel lobs it into Aubrey Gray. Gray, not one of the tallest Pendleton Heights Lady Arabians. She fights, gets her own rebound, dishes it out. No good. Now Hammacher moving the other way. Quick shot from inside. No good for her. Little rush there. Likely the coach doesn't want her to shoot that one. Now here's Aubrey Gray. Gray backpedaling, moving around. Will now go to the bench. Will be turned over. Go to Franklin. But a lot of young players checking into the game. I got to pull out my rosters, Lucas. You know, we keep our varsity starting upper echelon players here. But now, of course, this game's really gotten away. There's 2 minutes remaining, and I hate to say it, but I think Pendleton Heights has pulled it away.
Yeah, I mean, some of these, we've seen a lot of freshmen here. Looks like Sophia Bruce, Nicole Glassley. Those are some of the players to mention.
Now Gabby Reed has it. She flips it to Kayla Boas. Boas inside to Abby Moore. Moore tries a 2 under the rim. Won't go. Franklin gets the rebound. Dorothy Forrester tries to put it up. No good for Forrester. Arabians capitalize here. Here's Claire Sorrell. Sorrell's dishes it inside for Perry. Perry out. Back to Sorrell's 3-point shot just off the mark. Sorrell's the sophomore. Now 57 seconds remaining on the clock. Frankton has the ball down 77-32 in the corner. Here's Layla Farrell. Farrell tries to move the ball inside. It'll be with Dorothy Forrester. Forrester doesn't have a shot at the rim. She dishes it out. Abby Moore. Moore floater to the basket. 2 points for Gabby Moore. Excuse me, Addie Moore. Apologies. And now more substitutions. That's going to stop play. 77-34, 35 seconds and counting. Pendleton Knights has the ball and going to hold this one. Here's Claire Sorrells. Sorrells outside looking for Nicole Glasley. Glasley's going to have it stolen away. Sorrells steals it right back, puts it in for two. Nice play for the sophomore late down the stretch. Now, Farrell's going to have it. Dishes in the corner. Morales is going to have it stolen from her. 2 seconds on the clock. 1 second on the clock. Congratulations, Pendleton Heights. Your Lady Arabians are Madison County Tournament champs. 79-34, final score from Frankton.
And there's just so much for these Lady Arabians to be proud of. I mean, you just now beat, you know, such a great team. Frankton, who, you know, they had a little bit of a trouble getting over here and this far into this county championship.
And now for both of these teams, on one side of things, pure bliss. This is what the Arabians have wanting. Now 6 straight wins in a row for Coach Rogers and the Pendleton Heights Arabians. You couldn't be any higher. But for Frankton, man, that snaps a huge streak. That's a big moment in their season, and that's going to be tough for the future.
Yeah, I mean, you obviously, this is just such a heartbreaking game for Frankton. And, I mean, you just have to learn from this, you know? You've played against, you know, some of these smaller schools, but now you play against, you know, the 4A Pendleton Heights Arabians. And, I mean, that is just such a tough team to go up against. I mean, you pretty much have to just learn from this team.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to break down the rest of this game. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is sponsored by RE/MAX Legacy, Nick and Leanne Rogers. Located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
91.7 WEEM, we welcome you back here to Pendleton Heights High School. Sorry, used to saying that. We're welcoming you back to Frankton High School, the Eagle's Nest, as they call it. Final score here, 79-34. Pendleton Heights, your new Madison County Tournament champions. The first one under Coach Rogers' tenure, and I think there's many more to come.
Yeah, I mean, just what such a dominant victory. And, I mean, the Lady Arabians have just been looking absolutely solid. I know, you know, me and Zion, we've been broadcasting ever since last year. And, you know, the Lady Arabians, they kind of started off a little bit rough, but they have just grown and grown and grown. And, I mean, it is just such a wonderful feeling for them to finally win something as important as, you know, the county championship. You know, they have a lot of young players on this team. And, you know, we can go through all the young players on here. But, I mean, you also got to talk a little bit about the older people. You know, how much does this mean for Casey Warfel and, you know, some other players like maybe even Aubrey Gray, who just transferred and now she won the county championship? I mean, how do you even have to be feeling right now?
I mean, for Casey Warfel, she's officially a 2-time county champion as an Arabian. Of course, this is her senior season, I guess, unless she decides to reclass, which I don't think she will be doing. This has got to feel great for her. This is your last year to do it. This is your last year. You know, go as big as you can. Go big or go home. And Pendleton Heights is going home as champions. This has got to feel great. I mean, I haven't seen the Lady Arabians this happy. This season has been a roller coaster. At one point, I was telling Lucas on the bus, you know, Christmas break, you know, we stepped away from broadcasting for a little bit. We took a little bit of a hiatus. This team wasn't at all where they are now. They came back. They had some breaks. They had some games over break that they really just gritted out, and they played down the stretch, and they became better as a team. Coach Rogers has preached this schedule of Lawrence Central, HSE, Delta, Indianapolis Chatard, these very tough teams that sit at 16-1, 12-5, 13-4, 17-0, these great records, they're going to make you a better team. You play the best, you're going to play like the best. I took that quote from Coach Richmond of our football team, and it's really paid off in all Arabian sports this year.
Yeah, I mean, some of those big losses, I mean, they're tough to come back from. You know, of course, you know, something like Lawrence Central where, you know, you lost by about 26. But Lawrence Central, they are 16-1 for the season. You can't be down too much. I mean, you just have to learn from each and every single game. And I hope Frankton can take this opportunity and just grow as a team. You know, they still have all of these games to play for the rest of the season. And, I mean, I think they can really turn around this this season.
And for Coach Rogers, he's, I told you, Lucas, pregame, he pours everything he has into Lady Arabians basketball. Blood, sweat, and tears. This man has left it all out in the court, and he leaves tonight a champion. And something you can never take away is that he's the 2024-2025 Madison County Tournament Champion, as he's going to, looks like, cut the net off the rim. You couldn't be more happier.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Coach Rogers is going to be one of those players that you're, or not players, coach that you're just going to remember as, you know, a Pendleton Heights coach. You know, if you're looking at the boys' side of the team and you look at Coach Buck, you know, everyone knows Coach Buck and they all love him. I feel like Coach Rogers, he's going to grow as that coach and he's going to continue. He's going to keep on winning. He's going to keep on doing his thing, and he is going to just be the girls' coach that you're going to think about when you think about Pendleton Heights.
You bring up a great point, Lucas. Coach Buck coached at Pendleton Heights for a very long time. You know, took a hiatus, came back, coached for a few years. Coach Rogers putting himself in great footing to do that. We're going to take a quick break. When I come back, I'm going to talk to head coach, Coach Rogers, break down this victory. You are listening to the Arabian Sports Network postgame show, 91.7 WEEM.
The biggest game of the season is your next game. So it's one possession at a time. You know, every game's a big game.
Welcome to the Arabian Sports Network postgame show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to the Arabian Sports Network postgame show. I'm Zion Palmieri, sitting alongside head coach of the Lady Arabian basketball team, Coach Rogers. You are officially county champion. How does it feel?
You know, it feels good. You know, we were super close that first year. You know, lost in overtime to a great LaPel team. Had the lead multiple times against LaPel last year in the semifinal. And they were able to find a way against us this year. So for us to win the two games that we did, you know, handing Alexandria their first loss, beating LaPel, and then having the mental toughness to be able to come out and compete like we did tonight, you know, it's an exciting time for Lady Arabian basketball.
Now, you guys played one of the best games you have all season. You come out firing. You no chance, no signs of slowing down. You scored 79 on a team in a championship game. You out-rebounded them 41-25. What is this? Is this expected to be like this in the future? You guys came out and played like champions.
We did. And, you know, I was kind of tough on them at halftime. And, you know, and the message was, you know, like, I was like, don't get me wrong. You know, that first half, that was a good half. But, you know, there were small details that we weren't, you know, great on. And I just told them, you know, like, is just being, you know, good enough, like being okay, is that good enough? And, you know, ultimately, you know, we want to be great. And they really stepped up to that challenge. And I felt like in the second half, you know, they really got the things that we were, you know, trying to work towards. So super proud of everyone.
Now, our star player of the game, we technically haven't crowned yet. It's going to go to Casey Warfel. 12 from 15 from field goal and then 27 points. Speak about her senior performance tonight.
Well, you know, I think she was 19 short of passing Kellen Dunham all time for boys and girls. So with that 27-point performance, she's now the official all-time leading scorer for Pendleton Heights, boys and girls. So great effort. And, you know, she's continuing to give the ball up and make good choices. You know, she had five or six steals. She had five assists, it looks like, a couple rebounds, had a block down there in the second half. you know, just proud of her effort. You know, once again, these girls could have made a choice to, you know, just kind of slide through and, you know, have a 25-point victory. But, you know, I think these girls truly want to try to find what their special is. And, you know, it's exciting when everybody's trying to do that.
Well, Coach, thanks for joining me. I'll leave you to it, but congrats.
Thank you.
Well, stay tuned. Me and Lucas are going to crown our Harrison player of the game. You kind of got a sneak peek there, but stay tuned for that. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network postgame show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to Frankton High School, the Eagles Nest. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside Lucas Williams. Final score here from Frankton High School. Pendleton Heights, 79. Frankton Lady Eagles, 34. A dominant showing for Pendleton Heights. And the Lady Arabians take home the hardware, your new Madison County Tournament champions.
Yeah, I mean, just what a game for Pendleton. And, I mean, you have to be just riding absolutely high off of this win. I mean, not only, you know, the Madison County and all this, but just looking at, you know, all these different people that scored. You know, of course, you have Casey Warfel, who did score 27 points. But, I mean, you have just all around the board people who were scoring. I mean, Ada Huffer with 12. You have Sophia Bruce, who was a freshman, came in right at the end and ended up getting her a little basket right there. You have Aubrey with, you know, 4. Emma with 10, and she averages 4.3. You have Olivia Jones, who had 14, and she only averages about 7. I mean, everyone was just looking very, very solid out there. I mean, and just what an absolute dominant win for Pendleton.
Yeah, Casey Warfel going to be our player of the game. 27 points, multiple steals, to rebounds, and blocks, and all things that go along with that. Casey Warfel had herself a game, left it all on the court, taking pictures with young fans, it seems, where she is right now. And Pendleton Heights has really left it all out in the court. And what a great fashion to do it. Of course, this Frankton team, it was no easy matchup, but they got it set for them. On the 17th, they will be taking on New Pal at home. Of course, New Pal knocked them out of sectionals last year. They're a tough team. They had a deep run last year, and they plan to do the same thing this year. That one's going to be an absolute barn burner in an exciting way. And Pendleton Heights now up to 6 straight wins in a row, coming up to that game as they want to be.
Yeah, I mean, of course, New Pal is definitely going to be a tough team to go up against, as, you know, pretty much is in all sports. But, I mean, I think that they're going to have the upper hand in this time. You know, of course, as you said, they were knocked out of sectionals. But I think they're going to have a little bit more oomph in them, I guess. You know, you're coming off of 6 straight wins, and you just won county. I mean, you should be coming in here with just the most amount of hypeness.
One final thing I forgot to mention. Casey, you heard Coach Rogers talk about it. Casey Warfel has officially surpassed Kellen Dunham, I believe is his name, the boys' all-time leading scorer, and is now the officially all-time leading scorer at Pendleton Heights. Congratulations, Casey Warfel and her family. But that's going to about wrap it up for today's broadcast. Once again, final score, Pendleton Heights 79 to Frankton's 34. Thank you to all our listeners who've been listening, whether it was for the quarter, the half of the game, the whole time, whatever. We really appreciate it. Me and Lucas, we really pour our heart and soul into this, and we called a great game, and we hope you guys were here to listen to it. And then finally, thanks to our listeners. I did that already. Thanks to Lucas for calling the game with me. Thanks to our sponsors. Without you, we couldn't do any of this. It wouldn't be possible. We can't come out here to these games and broadcast. So thanks to all our sponsors. And finally, thanks to the board op and Mr. Watson in the studio. Couldn't do any of this without you. Final score, 79-34, Arabians, Madison County Tournament champs. Have a great night. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Pendleton Heights Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network. We greatly appreciate all of your donors and underwriters who helped make this possible. This is 91.7 WEEM.